And we are going to turn now to Talking Books. We are joined now in the studio by Susan Brown, who heads up the Chapel Hill Public Library and Chapel Hill Community Arts and Culture. ChapelHillPublicLibrary.org, of course, is the library's website. Susan, good morning.
And good morning.
Thanks for being here with us to add a little bit of lightness to what has been a really, really heavy day.
Yeah, heavy week.
Heavy week, yeah.
You know, big news. And I think the trick is thinking about, you know, the weather is the weather. We'll see what this thing brings
us.
But
right.
Sort of, you know, having to you know, bookend the week with the tragic happenings on campus and then this major weather event.
Yeah.
Here we are smack dab in the middle of the week. But I will say, WCHL saved me this morning because I had seen the reports of the down tree from my colleagues who, Alex, thank you for posting it like, you know, 3 a.m. or something. And I heard about it and then I saw it. And yet somehow driving in, I still turned my car towards that way. And then I heard you talking about it. Then I was like, oh, don't go there. So thank you, WCHL, for at least getting me here. Otherwise, I'd be on the side of the road somewhere calling you.
Thank you. That's good. Also, thanks to Alex, because he was the one who informed me earlier this morning that that was a thing.
That's
so
right.
This
That's
all
right.
begins with Alex, ultimately.
Exactly.
So thanks
exactly.
to him and the town.
Yeah, who's also, I mean, you know, in a week like this, also our communications people with the town and our
yes.
EM folks
yes.
Who are great colleagues and great leaders are also having a busy and heavy week too.
Yeah. I was talking with someone who works within the, you know, emergency response, and they were talking about the fact that we've got like multiple 911 systems in Orange County, multiple, like a whole bunch of different emergency response teams. And just with regard to, I mean, obviously we're going to probably see this today and tomorrow with the storm, but just in regard to the situation on campus on Monday, the extent to which that emergency response was coordinated across as many different emergency response teams and units as there were was really remarkable. And we kind of take it for granted because it did, like, that portion of it happened so smoothly, but that really was a great joint effort by a lot of different people.
Absolutely. And I've had the opportunity to see that in action a couple of times. And I will say that our EM folks, our emergency management folks, I mean, you know, from back in the Silent Sam response to the COVID response to hurricanes, storms, weather, crises, all of that. I've had the opportunity to kind of be in the EOC when it's all happening, and they are pros. We are in very good hands. They know their job. They do it well. And I'm proud to be there. Colleagues.
Probably doesn't hurt to, and again, we're not really hearing from town staff so much this week because so much of the focus is on UNC, but probably doesn't hurt to have a town manager who comes out of emergency management. Right.
Right?
Yeah. For sure.
Yeah, sure.
So speaking with Susan Brown, we're talking books. So in the context of that, let's talk books. We could talk about what we're reading right now, but you said there were also some resources available at the library, some books available for students and people who are just trying to process all of this.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, it was interesting because speaking of our EM folks, we had a brief meeting yesterday with Kelly Drayton, who's the town's emergency management coordinator. And she made a statement that she said, because we were talking about people having different reactions, and I'm probably going to misquote her. She said it much better than I will, but it was something to the effect of, if you're having an emotional response, that's okay.
Yes.
And if you're not having an emotional response, that's okay.
That's okay.
Right?
Yeah.
So thinking about that, some people might want to come to a community place and just exist in community. Some might not.
Yep.
Some might want to escape into reading, you know, lighthearted fiction.
Yep.
Some might want to delve into the issues, right? So whatever you're feeling right now, it's okay.
That's okay.
Right.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
So I guess for me, I was thinking about two things based on the events that happened this week and that are pending this week. And, you know, I won't get too much on a soapbox here, but for me, we've got, like, gun violence. We've got to do something. I mean,
yeah.
We've just got to. So when I think about books on the subject, there's one that came out earlier this year. I read part of it as a pre-pub copy, and I need to go back and finish it. But it is called American Carnage, Shattering the Myths That Fuel Gun Violence. It's by Thomas Gabor and Fred Gutenberg. And what I like about the book is it's really focused on breaking down the myths that we hear. So things like, you know, an armed society is a safer one, or guns don't kill people, people kill people, or, you know, teachers should be armed and then schools would be safer. And so the book has a very laser focus on breaking down those myths. And I think that that's a book that came to my mind thinking about resources on this topic.
Yeah, that's good. I also think, like, and staying around the soapbox, like, so often when something like this happens and the debate emerges about gun violence, it's always framed as, oh, we either focus on guns or we focus on mental health. It's not an either or, it's a both and. You do
exactly.
Both. You have to do both.
Both things can, yes, exactly. Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's when I thought of, and then thinking about what's happening, or what's, you know, happening in Florida now, and hopefully, you know, coming to a much lesser extent here, I want to recommend a book also, I think, fairly recent, and it won a bunch of awards. It was on the best of lists for, I think, 2020 or 2021. It's called A Furious Sky, The 500-Year History of America's Hurricanes. So this is a comprehensive, sweeping narrative nonfiction account. So it's science writing, but it, you know, feels very, very accessible, all about the history of hurricanes. And so it doesn't hit you over the head with climate change, but you can't not go through this book and understand the great, you know, sweeping change that has happened in the scope and the impact of hurricanes. It's also about hurricane response. It kind of touches on all of those aspects, thinking about our EM folks,
again,
circling back there. Yeah.
Speaking with Susan Brown, we're talking books. You've given a couple of books that help people respond to and understand what we're seeing locally and region-wide this week. Any lighter stuff that you're reading right now?
I just finished a fantastic book that made me, you know, I finished it this weekend, but I think it's a great book to escape into a whole other story. It's a new book out. It's called Whale Fall. It's by Daniel Krauss. And I'm not going to give any spoilers, because if you look at the cover of the book, it's this very cool drawing of a scuba diver falling into a whale's mouth.
Ooh.
But the story of the book, it's the protagonist is a 17-year-old boy whose father died in a water accident, which you learn more about, and he undertakes this scuba dive to go find his remains. But it's really a story of catharsis and grieving and families, and also great science about the multiple stomachs of a whale. It's so good. If you
that
like
sounds
the
very
alien,
Moby Dick, doesn't it? Yeah.
Touches on that. It's more like Andy Weir's The Alien, like, you know, singular person surviving science. It was great. I just could not put it down. And it's not horror. It's kind of a thriller, but I mean, most of it takes place in the stomach of the whale.
Yeah,
it's
so
really good.
It's not going to be anti-horror,
right?
Yeah,
exactly.
Some little horror implicated. I can't recommend a book right now because the book that I'm waiting to read is still on hold at the library, and I'm like number 18 in line for
one of 10 copies. You know people.
I do know
people.
I can't
do that.
I know you can. I also don't have a library card with you because I'm a Durham resident.
Oh,
so,
that's right.
You know, I've got an Orange County library card, but they don't have it either.
Rub it in, Keck. Just rub it
in,
buddy.
I mean, hey, you can change that policy whenever you want. All you have to do is tax Chapel Hill a little bit more. I'm fine with this as a Durham resident. I'm on hold for Red, White, and Royal Blue by Casey McQuiston.
It's so good.
I may or may not be obsessed with the movie now. I may or may not have watched the movie like 5 times.
I love the movie.
It's so good. But I haven't read the book yet, and it's on hold at the library, and I'm told that it's very, very good. So
it's
I'm super excited.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
And you know what? I bet there's a copy in the Friends bookstore. Maybe I'll just bring you one, Aaron, to make up for you not being able to get a Chapel Hill library card.
That would be real sweet.
I mean, you could get a library card if you paid $65 a year.
Yeah, I could do that. The folks at UNC tell me the same thing.
That's right.
So
that's right.
That is Talking Books. ChapelHillPublicLibrary.org is the website. Susan Brown, thank you so much.
Thank you.